Appalachian Power Equipment.
Hey, is Jason available?
This is him.
Hey, good morning, Jason. This is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. Kind of playing a little phone tag yesterday.
Yeah, I was in and out a lot more than I expected, so.
No problem. You have a little bit of time to talk right now, or?
Yeah, I do, actually, yep.
Okay. Wanted to follow up on a couple offers we'd sent out, and it sounds like you do have potential needs coming up, or?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, yeah, we're trying to expand a little bit down here and do some stuff, so.
Great. Are you looking to bring on equipment and more people, or go to a larger facility, or?
No, bring in more equipment type of thing, okay. Yeah.
Great. What are you looking to bring on?
Well, right now we do lawn and garden. We're a Husqvarna dealer.
Okay.
And, you know, we're fully stocked for that and been doing that a few years. But we're looking to start doing more with ATVs, motorcycles, and snowmobiles and stuff like that, repairs and sales service.
Okay. And bring on Husqvarna bikes as well, or?
No, I don't know about that. I tried looking into a couple dealerships, but everything in this territory is pretty much taken up, so I don't know that we're going to be doing anything along those lines.
Gotcha.
You know, doesn't seem viable. There's actually just no dealerships open. We looked at a bunch of different brands even.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Let me ask you this, too. So you guys are a dealer. Do your customers ever experience any challenges getting finance for any of your equipment? Or?
Once in a while, I do have financing here. I do through Synchrony Bank.
And okay,
It's a deal set up right through Husqvarna, you know.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so they probably get, like, a really nice interest rate.
0% interest.
Oh, yeah. You can't beat that.
So it's rocking. Yeah, it's a pretty good setup.
Nice. So as far as equipment, was there a dollar amount in mind that you were looking to possibly?
No, not offhand at the moment. I don't know how you guys worked that. What we were looking at doing at this point, that was just buying in some used stuff.
Okay.
And going with the used market end of things on the ATVs and motorcycles and whatnot. Seems
sure.
to be a pretty good market for that in this area of research.
Okay.
So we might just go that route with things, just do some used sales down here for time being.
And so sure.
Territory. Or B, we find a different dealership, you know, brands we can get in.
Okay. So we do have a program called Working Capital, and what that does is it allows business owners to unlock, some hidden equity within their business. So we can provide 10 to 15% of the sales of what you had done last year and, you know, loan that to use as you see fit for the
okay.
business. Would you happen to know what you guys did in maybe a ballpark in sales last year?
Oh, I'm not sure right offhand, no. I'd have to look back at paperwork.
Okay.
Let's see here.
So have you started doing kind of investigating on what it would set you back to kind of have a fleet, I guess, or a setup of used ATVs and
stuff
like
that? My gross sales last year was
$211,000.
$211,438 to be exact.
Okay.
That's right off my tax return.
Perfect. Would you happen to know what it would set you back to, you know, have it get set up with, used bikes and ATVs?
It's a varying thing, because what we're going to do is just try to find some used stuff that needs some, you know, slight repairs that we can pick up at a good price and
okay.
kind of flip it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... Yeah. You know, what I was hoping for was 20 grand somewhere in that range just to get playing.
Yeah, we can actually probably get you upwards of 30, if that would be even more helpful.
Yeah. Now, I do have some stuff, you know, you're talking working capital into things.
Yeah.
You know, when I started this business, I had $0 working capital. I mean, it's all come right out of our profits and me not taking a paycheck and whatnot, that type of deal, you know.
Yeah.
Putting it all right back into the business. And I got some stuff I need to shore up and get caught up on that I'd love to get paid off. Is there money available for that?
So that is an option as well, as we could pay off those and then you could net the remaining balance to, you know, bring on a little bit of inventory.
That's kind of where I'm looking. Like right now I have, you know, some payments due, say, in the $30,000 range that
okay.
I can make happen, but I need, you know, it's just with the floor plan with Husqvarna and whatnot, Robin Peter to pay Paul, that type of deal.
Right, yeah.
I need to get caught up with them immediately, actually. So that's something I'm looking at right now.
Okay, because we can do things of that nature as well.
Okay.
You know, it's we do it all the time, actually. So, yeah, that could be an option as well. You know, what we would need to do to really get you some solid numbers is, you know, we look at 6 months of bank statements. We would look at the first, just to verify cash flow, and first two pages of most recent tax return to verify the gross annual sales. And, you know, any information that you would have on, you know, whatever loans you have now.
I don't have any loans out as of right now. Nothing.
Okay. Perfect.
I have no loans. The only thing I have is my floor plan from Husqvarna. Like I said, I just did an inventory on that. I owe them about, right around $30,000.
Okay.
For stuff that has been sold and not paid on yet. And like I said, again, that was just robbing Peter to pay Paul, starting out with not having money in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd sell a machine instead of paying for the machine. We'd pay on, you know, Oregon or something like that, where we ordered bars and chains and had to pay that bill. So it's just been this back and forth cat and mouse game all the time.
Right.
And if I could get myself into some working capital, just get back to a baseline, you know what I mean?
Yeah, get some breathing room.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I absolutely understand. Sure. So, you know, we have a one-page application, and then we look at the bank statements, tax return. So you have no working capital loans.
Right.
So that would be, you know, the information that we would need to get the best snapshot of your business possible. So underwriting can make an offer that, you know, would be beneficial and not create a burden on you.
Okay.
What would be a good email address to shoot you out this information?
It'd be AppalachianPowerEquipment@yahoo.com.
Okay, Appalachian Power Equipment at yahoo.com. And do you have any other, I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Do you have any other questions for me while we're on the phone here?
No, I'd like, you know, like I said, I'd like to try to just give it a shot and see what kind of rates you're going to give me, what you're going to offer and whatnot, and try to get this figured out, you know.
Yeah, and was there like
how long does the approval time really take?
So once I receive your information, I package it, get it over to underwriting. Typically, in about 24 hours, we'll have feedback for you.
Okay.
And upon that, you know, you say, yeah, I like those terms. We will send you out documents. Once we get those documents back, it's about another 48 to 72 hours to have funds into your account. So it works pretty quickly.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So, yeah, I'll put together an email for you with the additional items that we would require, and I'll have that out to you in about 10 minutes here.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, and then my direct dial will be on there as well, so if there's any issues, you can just call me directly.
Perfect, thank you.
No problem, Jason. Hey, have a good one, and we'll talk soon.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.